In radio, it's RCA all the way. The magic key turns. The family of RCA, whose members include RCA Victor, RCA Communications, Radio Marine, and the National Broadcasting Company, unite over the NBC Blue Network to bring you a special full-hour program from the Academy of Music in Philadelphia. Internationally famous conductors, Leopold Stokowski, Charles O'Connell, Jose Iturbe, and Eugene Ormandy, bring you the music of the celebrated Philadelphia Orchestra with the great pianist Mr. Iturbe and Marian Anderson, brilliant contralto, as soloists. This special Magic Key program marks the Philadelphia Orchestra's second annual Coast to Coast tour beginning April 20th under the auspices of RCA Victor, a member of the family of RCA. The Magic Key opens today with Eugene Ormandy, conductor of the Philadelphia Orchestra, playing Johann Sebastian Bach's Mighty Prelude and Fugue in F minor, orchestrated by Lucien Caillé. Thank you. Jose Iturbe, first won fame as a great pianist. He is now equally well known as a conductor. Today we will hear him on the Magic Key program in both capacities. First, he conducts. Jose Iturbe directs the Philadelphia Orchestra in Fête by Claude Debussy. In earlier days, Victor records and phonographs were the only means of transporting the music of the Philadelphia Orchestra to the ends of the earth. Later came the nationwide networks of radio with their hundreds of thrilling broadcasts. Now, under the auspices of RCA Victor, this great orchestra is about to make a coast-to-coast tour of 11,000 miles with stops at 24 cities. These concerts, directed by Eugene Ormandy and Jose Iturbe, will provide personal contact with this great orchestra for concertgoers throughout the country. But the pleasure of music lovers need not end with the last encore. Through RCA Victor's exclusive higher fidelity process, exact reproductions of the finest music, both vocal and instrumental, have been engraved on records that will live forever. RCA Victor has developed an inexpensive record player that makes any AC radio set a fine electric phonograph. With this device, you double the enjoyment that you can get from your radio, for you can have both radio reception and recorded music. Ask your RCA Victor dealer for a demonstration. The magic key turns, bringing us the third of today's four internationally famous conductors, Charles O'Connell. For his first selection, Mr. O'Connell will conduct the brilliant prelude to Act One of Bizet's Carmen, which suggests the colorful crowds that we see later entering the bullring in Seville. It is highlighted by the steady, proud step of the immortal Toreador song. Charles O'Connell and the Philadelphia Orchestra bring us the prelude to Act One of Bizet's Carmen. Thank you. his next selection, Mr. O'Connell plays, in its first performance anywhere, his own transcription for orchestra of the Andante movement from the Grand Pièce Symphonique by César Franck. Mr. O'Connell and the Philadelphia Orchestra.
RCA Victor looks back with pride at the number of years during which the great Philadelphia Orchestra has recorded music exclusively for Victor. Tomorrow at midnight, the Philadelphia Orchestra leaves on a nationwide tour. A special deluxe nine-car Pullman train will be the traveling home of the orchestra for the next 5 weeks. If you live near or in one of the cities in the tour schedule, we urge you to see and hear this marvelous musical organization. Last year, people journeyed as much as 400 miles to attend the concert. They told us that it was the experience of a lifetime. Make your reservations now. Opening the door to a world of entertainment. Today's program, coming from the Academy of Music in Philadelphia, features the Philadelphia Orchestra under four internationally famous conductors, Jose Iturbe, Eugene Ormandy, Charles O'Connell, and Leopold Stokowski, with Mr. Iturbe and Marian Anderson as soloists. Under the direction of Leopold Stokowski, the Philadelphia Orchestra made its first transcontinental tour last year. Today, the Magic Key of RCA is pleased to present Mr. Stokowski.
Tomorrow night, the Philadelphia Orchestra is going on its second transcontinental tour, from Canada down to the borders of Mexico, and from the cities of our Atlantic border to the cities of the Pacific coast, and as many as possible of the great cities that lie between. The object of this tour is to bring to you all, music lovers, the inspiration and beauty of great music, so that you can hear it directly. You are often hearing it over radio and by records in your home. And sometimes you hear fine music well recorded in the motion picture house. But there is still a difference between what you hear by radio and what you hear directly when you hear the orchestra. In spite of the amazing developments in radio, which are absolutely miraculous in the last few years, there still is a difference. And you will hear that difference when you hear the concert. Of course, it won't be long now before the reproduction by radio and by records will be exactly like the original. That will come. And then will come a still greater day when the reproduction will surpass the original. That may sound impossible to you now, but it can be done today in laboratories, is being done. And it's only a question of time when we all of us in our homes and in the motion picture house will be enjoying this surpassing and amazing music of the future. We are going to play now music of Bach and Debussy. The Bach is an expression of the agony of spirit of Christ when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. The Debussy is called Moonlight. These two composers, although so different in certain ways, have several things in common. And one of them is intense expression, depth of feeling. And when I was orchestrating these two compositions, I tried through the orchestration to express the spirit of the music. Each note, as I was writing it, I was trying to make eloquent of that depth of expression, of the spirit of the music. So first we will play Bach and then the business.
Thank you.
Thus far today, our Magic Key program has been a going-away party for the Philadelphia Orchestra. For Marian Anderson, it's a homecoming. Miss Anderson, one of the country's outstanding contraltos, returns to her home city of Philadelphia at the end of her successful concert tours. Marian Anderson, brilliant contralto, sings O Don Fatale from Verdi's opera Don Carlos. Eugene Ormandy conducting.
Thank you.
The magic key of RCA turns. Earlier, you heard Jose Iturbe as a conductor. He comes to you now as one of the world's greatest pianists, playing for us Chopin's light-hearted waltz in A flat. Eugene Ormandy returns to the podium to conduct the orchestra in Richard Wagner's thrilling Ride of the Valkyries. The nine beautiful daughters of Wotan, bearing the bodies of slain heroes, ride through the stormy heavens to Valhalla.
Thank you.
In the coming weeks, 24 cities in widespread sections of the country will hear concerts on the coast-to-coast tour of the Philadelphia Orchestra. These cities are Atlanta, Nashville, New Orleans, Memphis, Little Rock, St. Louis, Tulsa, El Paso, Los Angeles, Pasadena, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Lincoln, Des Moines, Chicago, Ann Arbor, Toledo, Toronto, Montreal, Northampton, and White Plains. The Radio Corporation of America hopes that you will attend these concerts if they are in your vicinity. This orchestra, for many years, has been one of the outstanding symphony organizations to record exclusively for Victor. For 37 years, RCA Victor has been closely identified with musical development in America. This close association has resulted in the building of an organization of people who are music conscious. Today's concert at the Academy of Music is attended by more than 3,000 members of the RCA family. It is these men and women who build the RCA Victor radios, phonographs, records, and other RCA products that are known throughout the world for their faithfulness in recording, transmitting, and reproducing fine music. The members of the family of RCA, which include RCA Victor, RCA Communications, Radio Marine, and the National Broadcasting Company, invite you to tune in at this same time next Sunday for another full hour of entertainment. At that time, the Magic Key of RCA will present the distinguished British actor Maurice Evans in a scene from his currently spectacular success, Richard II. Excerpts from the new Rodgers and Hart musical comedy, Babes in Arms. The world-famous tenor Tito Skipa singing from Milan, Italy, and Frank Black and the NBC Symphony Orchestra. This is Milton Cross speaking for all the services of the Radio Corporation of America.
And Ben Grauer saying that in radio, it's RCA all the way.
This is the Blue Network of the National Broadcasting Company.